At Founders Brewing Company, we set out to create a beer that lets you embrace the unconventional. Mortal Bloom is a radiantly beautiful, hazy IPA that will wrap your taste buds with intense citrus and tropical notes of pineapple and mango. Coming in at 6.2% ABV with big aromatics and no bitterness, it's the perfect beer, if we do say so ourselves. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find Mortal Bloom Hazy IPA.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
I would say that this summer is all about making up for lost time. People are like power wedding attending. They're vacationing. Hawaii is overrun. Everyone's going everywhere because we're like, we had a year plus of our lives taken away. So this summer is all about getting in those good vibes. And what better way to celebrate making up the past than by thinking about the past? Follow me on this. Get a Bud Light Seltzer Retro Summer Tie-Dye Pack. Sit back, sip on flavors like Cherry Limeade, Blue Raspberry, and Summer Ice. Get to getting. Get vaccinated and start hanging out with your friends again. Go on those trips. See the country. See your family a little. Who knows? I know I'm taking more trips. I'm hitting the road on my tour. And I'm also making some time for me because I finally get to see the country and the rest of the world.
Have you talked on the podcast about your coffee map before, about how you explore the country?
Now, don't get mad, Bud Light. It's a different beverage. But my like dorky, foodie, low-key contribution to society is I have, and people know about this, a coffee map. And I travel a lot, and we always try to find one good cup of coffee at an independent location. And I put it in a Google map, and I'm saving it. I'm saving it up till I got about 200 on there, and then I'm going to publish it. For the world. The world's not ready. Right now, we've got about 30.
Yeah.
And this is pre-COVID. COVID, some places have closed. Not my fault. RIP. But, you know, it's my way of saying, hey, I went to a place. I went to Brim's Butt, Indiana, and I had a tasty latte.
Well, because during the day, you need to find an activity to do while you're out and about. But guess what? Bud Light is right there for you. You don't have to go looking for it.
You don't have to go looking for fun. The fun's right there in that can or in those frozen icicles. Bud Light Seltzer comes in these tasty, retro, throwback summer flavors. You've heard me talking about them. So be about it. Don't just-
Be about
when
it.
I tell, yeah, be about your drink. I'm going to tell you about this. Then don't you want to listen to this podcast and be like, yep, I tried it. She's right. Versus I got to do it.
I am so weirdly touched every time anyone tells us they tried it because of this. Like, I really, like, they're like, oh, I got some. I got like this. I got the icicles. I got that. And,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, you did that because of us.
Yeah. It feels good to endorse something and then have people be like, I did it because of you. And you're like, I think it's good versus like, I took the check and ran.
The icicles are still my favorite thing they've done. Although I think they have some new stuff coming out, but the icicles I think are like, it's so fun.
You know what? Your beverage in the summer should be fruity and not too sweet because we're adults and it's Bud Light. It's not beer. It's a hard seltzer.
I just realized, yeah, it doesn't have any beer in it. When I was a kid, my go-to mocktail that I would order, I always wanted a virgin strawberry daiquiri. Ooh. But I'm hearing that other people got Shirley Temples, et cetera.
I've had a Shirley Temple recently.
Really?
Sometimes you just need like that sweet, sweet cherry hit. And sometimes the sugar is enough. You don't need the alcohol, but in this case, you get both. And they're not too sugary.
No.
So it's not like you're drinking an Otter Pop with vodka in it. These are carefully balanced, made by Swiss chemists at the Bud Light Seltzer.
Are they Swiss?
The Bud Light Seltzer Labs. Oui.
Bud Light
is Swiss. Je suis.
All right. Well, we are going to help you out with a couple of questions. This is, of course, a sipisode where you get extra content because of Bud Light, because they're our friends. And they were like, please.
Please.
The people have more questions.
Brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. Your bonus episodes of Ask Eliza Anything. We're calling them sipisodes. Brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer.
Hi, Eliza, Emily, and sweet snow peach teeny tiny bean.
Sweet teeny.
I'll get right into my question.
My feet are on her right now. I push on her like organ pedals.
She has to be right under you.
I don't know. She says, don't leave me. The last one left me. I got you.
I have been considering moving to Maui, Hawaii for a few years now.
See, what did I say in the opening? I was like, everyone's going to Hawaii.
I know. I love everything about it and think it would be a really good lifestyle change for me. I had this loose plan before I met my boyfriend, who I've been dating for almost 2 years now. Me, 20, female. Him, 21, male. He has said he's on board with moving there, but I feel it's a bigger risk to move there with him. On the off chance it didn't work out, I would be quite literally stranded on an island with him. My plan as of now is to test out living together here in my home state for 6 months to a year first. Really, I just want your thoughts on making a big change like this and thoughts on moving in with a significant other. Any tips for moving in together or things to avoid? Absolutely love the pod. My sister has gone to your shows in LA and we love your specials.
Thank you. First of all, you're wise to be like, let's see how we live together.
Yes.
Because he could be a disaster. It's interesting to me that since 18, you've been like, I got to move to Hawaii. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Because it says I love everything about it, but yeah, they don't.
You know, I just want to say, you know, I hate to break this to you, and I'm guessing you're white. They don't want you to move there. Like native Hawaiians are like people, tourists and like mainlanders buy up all of our land. Things are too expensive. And by the way, it is expensive. You are moving to an island. All mm-hmm. islands are expensive. London, Manhattan, Maui.
Because everything has to be imported.
Except for like a couple of fruits. And it's very expensive there. And, you know, I guess they welcome you as long as like you're respectful of customs. But mm-hmm. I hope you're moving there with like a financial plan versus like, I'll just go and I hope it works. Because you don't want to be a burden on society. You want to be a productive member of society. So let's say you've been, you love it, you get it, you have a job lined up. Yeah, definitely live together first. And you're right. You know, that is tough to move somewhere with someone. And then you're like, he's like, but I moved here for you, which will get thrown back in your face if you break up. But if you do break up, you know, that's not on you and he can move back home. Mm-hmm. It's a plane ticket.
Yeah.
So see how you live together first. But part of me is like, I don't know. Doesn't seem like you're in a rush to move there. And also doesn't seem like you're in a rush to live with him.
Yeah.
Don't live with him just to see if you'd be good living together if you're not like in love with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, they've been together almost 2 years, so it's not crazy.
It's not crazy.
Been together.
Yeah, give it a try. Give it 6 months, see how you're feeling, and don't have those weak moments where you're like, you know what, let's just do it. It doesn't seem like you have a real plan. You're just like, I think I'd love to move to Hawaii.
Yeah, spend that next 6 months, like, pricing out what it would cost to live in Hawaii, the rent, like, what stuff, kind of job could you get there?
But tips for moving in together, just being respectful of each other's spaces, making sure you split everything. Otherwise, it will get uncomfortable. Mm. You'll be like, but I pay the rent, so why aren't you cleaning up the couch, you know? And making sure you really respect each other's space. There's an episode of Sex and the City about that where Carrie, who's always like kind of a bitch, is like, when I get home, don't fucking talk to me, Aiden. And he just like sat there, like, please just marry me. And in the end, look what happened. We got part three and she's married to Big. So,
but isn't in the show, Big's, her and Big are separating or he's dead or something?
In the movie.
No, in the new show.
Oh, I don't know.
It begins. What's it called?
And Just Like That.
Yes.
Yes. It's not the point. Like, whatever happens in this new one doesn't matter. I'm talking about old episode.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, it
don't
didn't
spoil
work out.
Stuff. No, people don't know that he died. Now they know.
I don't
know.
Think he dies. But
he dies a horrible... He's in a train wreck.
Do they also not know that Samantha's not going to be
Samantha
in it?
Samantha also died. Everybody died. It opens on two huge funerals.
Samantha and Big both
are simultaneously buried.
On a plane.
They
a
were having
tandem, a tandem casket.
Make sure you're both chill. I learned in quarantine that Noah is very easy to live with, as am I. Just like super chill. I am easy to live with. You're probably not easy to live with. What?
You're okay.
Why am I not easy to live with? Because you don't like working here?
The screeching. The
okay.
Screeching
I have to sing about the dog. And it is a part of my creative process.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Whatever. One day, when you're the comedian, I'll come work for you. I'll make your life a walking nightmare. Kick it. If she doesn't like screeching, she's not going to want to move to Maui. You know what they got there? Macaws. Ah! Right outside your window. And you can't touch them because they're federally protected.
Do those speak words or just sounds?
We'll find out. Howley, mainlander, go back to where you came from. Ah! That's what they're going to say.
What bird is that? I mean, that is your specialty, is bird sounds.
Unclear if a macaw is native to Hawaii. But they got parrots. They got tropical things.
Yeah, they're definitely loud birds.
Most of our pineapples aren't grown here.
Are they not?
Mm-mm. There's like no more Dole Factory. They have pound. They have Maui gold, but like a lot of the stuff that Hawaii has, like no.
Yeah.
Don't.
I love videos of big flocks of birds attacking children.
Okay. Cool confessional. Thanks so much for helping me with this pod. I know I haven't been able to see my friends in the way that I've wanted to. I remember last summer was honestly, for lack of a better term, a total turd of a summer. Ice cold summer with no feelings, no loving, no cookouts, no birthdays, no kisses. And now we're getting back, folks. And what better way to celebrate the present than by remembering how crappy the past was, but also keeping it retro with the flavors that we consume. Talking about getting you a Bud Light Seltzer limited edition tie-dye variety pack and cherry limeade blue raspberry summer ice. Crack it open. Enjoy the good vibes and the tasty nostalgic flavors. You can also, if you're like, oh, opening a can hurts my fingertips, they got you covered because they got Bud Light. What? They do.
It hurts your fingers?
Yeah, I can see you saying that. Like, oh, I'm scared. It hurts. They got Bud Light Seltzer icicles. You pop those in the freezer and you can be crunching on some slushy-like Bud Light Seltzer in that cherry limeade, blue raspberry, or summer ice. Or hey, put one of the icicles in your Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy it. Sip it. Savor it. Have fun this summer. We've earned it. If you believe in science. Both of these are only available for a limited time this summer. So hurry up and enjoy. Get to living, because you never know when we're not going to get to do fun things. What?
You love, number one, you love to make it complicated and that you're like, take both of these fun items, put them together.
I'm giving them options. Get to living. Like, we didn't get to do anything all last summer in most states. Uh-huh. Get it delivered. Speaking of getting it, get it delivered right to your door. You find a retailer near you at BudLight.com/delivery. Pick it up at your local neighborhood grocery, convenience, or liquor store.
Yeah. And when you're there, there's sometimes they have crossover, like they have overlapping a couple different things out at once from their specials menu. So
talking about Bud Light Seltzer, not yeah, the in-house Seltzer. Grill at your liquor store.
No, but
Emily's like, it's where I have Thanksgiving.
All right, our next question is a real throwback, like a real Ask Eliza Anything question that I think you are most perfectly geared to answer.
Well, I would
to
think
help
so.
This person.
Why else am I here?
Kizzy Blocker 13. Hello, longtime fan, first time write in. I have a confession and a question.
Oh boy.
It's been almost 3 years since I went to a wedding of my boyfriend's friends, and we still have not given them a gift.
Oh, you're the worst kind.
We're the worst.
The worst.
But money was an issue. And every time you talk about weddings, giving a gift is a must. I feel horrible and want to give them something. No. Any suggestions on how to rectify our wrong?
Yes. So obviously you're rolling in dough now. Look, that registry probably is still up. People don't take those things down. I think it's super simple. I mean, it feels weird to be like, hey, miss it. Here's $100. What you can do is pick up the phone and call your friend.
Well, should she have her boy? Because it's her boyfriend's friend. So
yeah. By the way, it's your boyfriend's tacky mistake, and boys always do this. Like, I'm just a guy. Have him pick up and be like, we feel terrible. Money was tight at the time. We would love to take you guys out for dinner as a very belated wedding gift.
Yeah,
that's fine. Because you're going to spend the same amount on dinner as you would on a gift. You know, we're talking $50 to $100. Mm-hmm. So do that. Be like, if we felt so bad and it's one, you can just be honest and they will absolutely understand.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee the wife remembers. Okay. I still keep a list. So you could just be like, we feel so bad. And then it got to a point where we thought it was too late. And then we thought it was tacky to bring it up. Anyways, we would love to make it up to you. We would love to take you to dinner. That's it. That is a very kind, sweet offer. And ideally they're like, yeah, we're just busy. And then you never have to take them because you guys are always busy.
Yeah.
And you get out, you got a free wedding dinner. Ka-ching.
Yeah. But I think I get like, look, you didn't give a gift then, but money was tight. I think it's important to know. And I think you, Eliza, always make this clear when we answer questions about it. Like, you shouldn't be giving outside your means. You don't need to buy someone a carousel. Correct. You know, you give what you can.
I'm sorry, what?
A carousel.
Talking about mini or full size?
Full size.
Talking about regulation size or mini?
Regulation size. Not like the small one in Alicia Silverstone's attic in The Crush. Small. Big.
What is your agenda?
Big.
Attic carousel. In The Crush?
The film The Crush. There's a carousel in the attic that Kurt Smith is building.
I was like, Crush in the attic? Got it. Attic in the
Crush. And it's mini.
Is it the other one with Mark Wahlberg?
No, but I...
Oh, that's Fear, the reason where
I just
that's
rewatched Fear.
Fear.
Mm. It's scary. It's really scary.
He's a hot psycho. We've all dated them.
Did you know he has 3 nipples?
So that's the answer. you're also setting yourself up to like be like, look, you're coming to them vulnerably. You're like, I'm really sorry. And if they're like, no, it had to be the salt and pepper shakers from Williams-Sonoma or bust, fuck them.
Yeah.
So you're giving thought and you're saying we were embarrassed, you know, for a while. And then we kind of just didn't do it. We didn't think, and we thought it'd be tacky, but like we really like to be like, we're putting our foot down. We'd really love to make that up to you.
Yeah.
Like make it like it's really been bothering you. Of course they'll say yes. And it'll be really lovely.
Yeah. Like that question asker who was giving the people like a handmade bottle of bourbon or something. Like, that's so nice. It doesn't have to be something you go out and splash out cash on. Like it's the
tough,
thought.
Right. If you make something for a living, that's different. It's tough to give them like a true wedding gift now because you don't know what they have.
Yeah.
Do the dinner.
Yeah.
Do the dinner. One of my best friends, we missed their wedding. I'm sure I got them a gift, but I was like, I mean to take you out for dinner. And it was like 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So
have you taken them out for dinner?
No, but we've exchanged meals. They don't care. They don't care. The sentiment will have meant a lot. Uh-huh. And then whoever in that relationship's like holding a grudge, they'll be like, you know what? They actually are really nice. I'll take the eyes off my voodoo doll.
I love looking at a wedding registry and judging what's on there. Like, I remember in college, retro memory right here, I was invited to a wedding of someone who...
All memories are retro.
Who is my arch nemesis. And she had on there, like, avocado spoons or something. I'm like, really?
It's a young person thing. And it's something... That's the benefit to getting married older is you're like, already have a bunch of this stuff. Mm-hmm. But... It is like, oh, other people's money. Sure, I'd love a pasta maker. We didn't have any of that because I married a chef. Yeah. But it is that thing you look, you're like, really? Do you need 6 sorbet bowls? You
crystal
fucking asshole.
Sorbet bowls. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Although I did see someone propose to their wife with a KitchenAid that they had engraved on there, will you marry me? And I thought that was clever.
If she likes kitchen stuff, if not,
yeah, I mean,
it's a
yeah,
sentence.
She must be like a baker or something.
KitchenAid. I do CPR, but only in the kitchen. You choking on something in the kitchen? What have we learned today? We've learned that Native Hawaiians would prefer mainlanders stop buying up all their land. But if you have a plan, go forth. We've also learned that you can give a gift. It's never too late to give a gift. And we've learned that Bud Light Seltzer is now doing a tie-dye variety pack in tasty, tasty retro summer flavors to make up for that summer that we all lost. Talking cherry limeade, blue raspberry, and summer ice. Not only, what else did we learn? Not only does it come in can form, it's also in icicle form. You pop those bad boys in the freezer, pull them out whenever you're feeling hot or ready to get that party started. And they also come in cherry limeade, blue raspberry, and summer ice. 3 delicious flavors in a couple frozen forms, and they're both available for only a limited time this summer. So hurry, because we don't know what we'll have next summer. Probably more tasty flavors from Bud Light Seltzer. Get it delivered right to your door or find a retailer near you at budlight.com/delivery. Or you can pick it up at your local neighborhood grocery store, convenience store, or liquor store, where Emily has Thanksgiving.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's #1 margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It happened to me. I didn't think it would, but it happened to me. I had a nasty bout of postpartum depression. Now, there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about what you're dealing with, and there's nothing to be ashamed about in talking about it with someone. I definitely saw a therapist these last couple weeks because, you know, I spend my time giving advice to others, but I could use a little advice myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I'll tell you what, when you're already stressed or anxious, the last thing you want to do is battle traffic and sit in a waiting room and get your parking validated. I'm sorry, is that just an LA thing? You don't need to add all that. You can just sit in the comfort of your own home or a chair you like outside, and you can talk to someone from BetterHelp. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time. No additional charge, and it doesn't hurt their feelings. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Eliza today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Eliza.